Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. I'm Curtis Clinton. This is my podcast, Get an A-plus in Country, a Fine President, with 120 million write-in ballots, Curtis Clinton. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia this Wednesday, the 31st of August, 2016. I'm broadcasting live from my backyard. It's tempting to rain or drizzle, and I'm here to help feed the wildlife that visits us. And that's why I say hello world, because no candidate is thinking about our world. I do. And it's an important concept and it's an important undertaking. Our world sustains us. I want you to remember that. I want that to become a very large part of your understanding living as an American. My wife had a conversation with me early today saying, "You sound like you're haughty that you want 120 million write-in ballots when only you might need 60 million. And I told her, it's because I want everyone all in. But you're not going to get the 40% that's pro-Trump or pro-Hillary. No matter what they do, these voters are going to vote for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. All you need is 60 million write-in ballots. I don't want you to waste your vote, and I don't want you to waste the good inside of you, your American heritage, and your obligation to country by voting for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. They have made their case that they are disruptive, untrustworthy, deceiving, and pulling the wool over your eyes. They have also had failed careers. As much as you hear about Donald Trump's merchandising and properties, he also has lost properties. He has failed to make his tax returns available. And that could be for one of several reasons. One, he pays little tax because he knows the business application of deduction and write-off. And so he takes his income in such a manner that it escapes taxation. Or his Schedule B and D show ownership, and maybe he has schedules of small companies, partnerships, and the like, and these would indicate his vast holding. And these holdings may surprise you without the complimentary support or obligation of these subsidiaries. He may be a private person, but he has come forward. And it is a habit of candidates to release their tax returns so Americans can see who they are, how they live. Candidates who don't have money go into debt so they can campaign. And during their term in office, they are continually paying off this debt in a number of ways. I am not taking on debt. I am taking on the notion that you can get just as far word of mouth and telling everybody there is free lunch in this country. My vying for the presidency is a free lunch. You are being treated to my attempt at campaigning But it's not even campaigning. I'm talking to you. And you don't have to invest a dime. You may invest 30 minutes, and you may invest 30 minutes almost every day, or however much time you put into it. You may hear enough and say, this person is for us, or at least for you. But if others don't know about it, you'll be disappointed when the person you think is worth it can't get elected. We are free of the party nomination process. You've seen politicians speak about other politicians. You would marvel at how they dismissed their fellow Donald Trump, calling Ted a liar. And after a while, you would refer to Ted as the liar, and Marco Rubio as the liar, and Jeb Bush as the weak one, and Carly Fiorina. And you know what Trump said about her. And Megan. What he said about Megan, or what he spoke to Megan, was the most despicable commentary towards a woman. Now you can chalk that up to he was simply campaigning, assuring that he would win a nomination. I don't speak like that. I say dumb Trump. And I say that Hillary Clinton and her old politics book on Hillary Clinton will do more to harm us. Today she gave a very nice speech. She mentioned a lot of things. And she mentioned them by name because she knows them by name, because her staff got her the name. Got her the concepts. Make sure our nucleotory is sufficient to meet the needs. Well, I mentioned nuclear weapons. I mentioned armed control. I mentioned a lot of things. But I don't know the words that are used, the symbolic or slangy words or the definitions that are given to these terms, because I'm not in government. But that in no way eliminates my ability and quality for being a candidate for the White House. In fact, forget about being a candidate, the job. So I can do more for you than has ever been done in the lifetime of a president or during his or her term of office. So when I say 120 million write-in ballots, it's not because I'm egotistical, because I want everybody to see that whatever the differences that may exist because of your allegiance to your political party or your political upbringing, in fact, we shouldn't be political. But some of us have been, and some of us have been made into political fodder. Because when you get to the age where you are able to vote, when you are able to vote, you're asked, are you a Republican or a Democrat? I was never asked if I chose to be independent. Now you have the two-party system and a number of minor parties, or those that are not as large as, or as rich as, or as well-funded, well-contributed to, well-influenced by. Several people are trying to be president. And it's because they are political, or they represent people. They're called the Green Party, they're called the Socialist Party, the Libertarian Party. I could have the name American Party. That means that you need people to run the American Party, and you need money. Well, I think you need the money more than I do during a run for the presidency. When I say 120 million write-in ballots, I mean 120 million Americans all in trying to have a better country. A country that will not be better with either Hillary Clinton or I should say either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. I saw a movie today, Hideout, where either was pronounced as either, when I have been saying it, pronouncing it as either for the E. So is the E silent and I takes over, or I don't know. F-I-E-N-D. F-R-I-E-N-D. It's okay to be elected with a majority. But a lot of you have been in, or a lot of you have been through so much that you want to have a voice. And you want to have contact with the next president. And you won't with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. You think you can just simply walk into the White House and say, hi, is President Trump in? And you will be looked at and escorted away from the offices in the White House. And if Hillary Clinton is nominated, elected president, she decided to get a visit with Hillary Clinton. Either of those two may come out during your tour of the White House, or if you want to speak with the president, maybe through your congressperson. Everyone will have access to me. The president should be separate, should not be separate and above the people. The president should be a member of the people, coming from the people, not from political parties that distinguish themselves and have you declare yourself one or the other. If you are in a family and you have brothers and sisters, does the thought cross your mind whether you are the favorite of your brothers and sisters, or brothers or sisters, or sisters or brothers? Or do you just take it that you are loved by your parents, and your brothers and sisters, or brother and sister, are equally loved by your parents? And if you have more than two brothers and or two sisters, you need both parents to give a hug to each of you. With four siblings, each parent can hug two. If there are five children in the family, one will have to wait to be hugged. Or you come up with a universal sign for hugging, and your parents come in and give you a sign, and that means I'm hugging you now. Like in, what is it, Armageddon? I'm seeing you. That's a fine rocket he has there. It's a fine rocket you have there, son. I ask you to compare the approach, the honesty, the indebtedness. If somebody does you a favor, you feel obligated to return a favor, but you may not get the opportunity to return the same favor. So what you may reciprocate with might be something different. And you don't want to reciprocate for less, so you tend to reciprocate with more. So when either of the candidates get campaign contributions, of, let's say, $100,000, $500,000, or $1 million, or $2 million, or $15 million, as was stated by George Clooney, what do you think? Are you going to be helpful to George Clooney because he gave you so much money for you to be elected? And how did you get elected? By being among the people or by traveling? How to get along with the people? Do you live in the same type of housing? When you visit, when you travel around the country, do you live in ordinary buildings, motels, or do you live in exclusive, top-of-the-line presidential suite rooms? When you see how people live, you will understand how successful they will be being president. Somebody may be very successful, but being president is a whole lot different with or without experience. People coming into the White House with experience, like governorships, they don't have a leg up, but they have an understanding of government, at least how their experience coined them. Well, I've been working for the government, and I've seen government mistakes. I wonder how many mistakes Hillary Clinton has seen as a senator and as a secretary of state. And what has she done about them? So she didn't just leave after Benghazi. She was in there for a while. What did she do? How is the State Department any better after she left? Oh, she mentioned a lot of good points today, what she wants to do on the very first day. She wants Congress to talk to each other. She's a Democrat president as a Democrat president. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I denounce both parties. Once I saw how political parties were and their existence was simply to get money to promote their existence, and have candidates that they select that will promote the party's existence. And Republicans will see Hillary Clinton as supporting and providing support for the Democratic Party. And if Donald Trump gets in with all his, I want to do this, he will say he's a fresh voice. Well, he's been saying things that I've been saying for 9 years. And I haven't changed what I said. He's already changed his immigration commitment, his immigration ideas. How much more will he change? Why did he change? How was he able to come up with his position in the first place and then leave it? He drops it. He'll drop you just as fast. Once Hillary Clinton is in the White House, she will have complete the trifecta. Her husband, Bill Clinton, was president. He was senator from that state, and now she is president. Her daughter, Chelsea, will continue to live in the upper echelon of our nation. She will not just live in an ordinary apartment. She will live in a mansion. My kids don't live in mansions. I don't live in a mansion. I don't have a yacht. I don't have a boat. We don't have a second car. We don't go on vacation. We don't go to the movies unless it's $6. But now there's ETS or something, $9. Well, that's a little still too rich for us. To go to a movie for $9 when sometimes we get buffets for $9. We live cheap because that's what we own, cheap money. But we own too much to get any kind of local assistance, any kind of tax relief for being disabled and or a senior citizen. The IRS is asked to do that for our government by waiving your tax obligation. When everybody has a waiver of their tax obligation. So when people are excused from paying their taxes, you fund members of the government for a waiver of one's taxes. I want community service. For a waiver of taxes for living in our country, I want government, civil, military service. We are a nation. And if we stand up individually, we will be individuals. But if we stand up as one nation, we will be seen as a nation. Many of us are being disenfranchised. Many of us are losing our lives. Many of us are losing our faculties, our arms and our limbs. Not everyone. A number. Still a small percentage, but still a number. You go into the military and you get injured, you don't get treated. The government owes you something. Hillary Clinton says she wants to strengthen the Veterans Administration. Why don't you strengthen the military so that our veterans do not need to go to the Veterans Administration for medical treatment because they're well protected? They're well honored. They're well defended. They're put in safety. Their missions are less risky. There's a lot of work that has to be done. And I don't want every country to know just what we are doing to make us strong or to keep us strong or to make us stronger. I don't want documentaries, or I don't want half hour to 1 hour History Channel or other channel presentations showing our advanced aircraft carriers, our advanced submarines, anything that we have. Our technology is our technology unless we share it with a very close ally, and we have shared technology. It was said that some of our allies took our technology and improved on it, but did not come back to us with the improved technology. We gave them the ideas. We gave them the blueprint. They made it better. They saw things that they did not see. We need a better relationship with allies, military allies. We need complementary defensive systems. If you see the last ship, you saw that the movie, the TV movie, The Last Ship, you'll see that Ocean Gang fired some missiles well behind the missiles fired ahead of it from another ship. Yet those missiles caught up. Now, how is that possible? The technology for missile speed is universal. There's only one other weapon system that can beat a missile system, and that is a light weapon system. First country to develop a light system will rule. And if we serve, there will be other countries ruling. And you'd be at ease with that. Countries were competitors with us. There should be no competition when it comes to defense. There should be no competition when it comes to weapons that we need to use. So I don't have the words that Hillary Clinton has. I don't have the terms. She's met with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. She knows the inside lingo that know all these Blocked right. 45 wide. I don't know what the hell that's about. I'm just going to say, okay, we're going to do a sweep to the right. You know what to do. I want the receivers. You run half across. You run deep slant. You run straight, button hook. And you, an area on the right side, I'll try to find you. I mean, you know, it's a new language. What do you expect me to learn, a new language? Well, if I were a football player, I would be trained in language systems, playing high school and then college. And colleges that had pro offenses would have the terms, and when NFL coaches coached in college, they would bring the terms with them. So you have education in quarterback language. You have education in the genre of defensive signal calling. 557. You know, you may think it's impossible to be elected, and you're very close to thinking that way and seemingly being right. But if the dissatisfaction with Trump and Hillary Clinton continue, how could you in your right mind allow for either one, I think I'm always going to have problems with this unless I commit to a certain pronunciation. I'm comfortable with either or, either or. So, you ever hear people say when they talk? Have you ever counted ums in a person's speech? Well, you can now count either pronunciation. Maybe I won't use either or either of the terms. I may not have the lingo, but I have every other quality you need to be president. Honesty. Transparent. Look, you go down the list. Check off where Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton fail. I don't fail in those areas. If they don't fail, I have a little less experience because they've had more opportunity than I've had. Well, I've been prejudiced against as well. I don't like it. I don't like it for others as well. I don't cater to specific nationalities or genders. I speak to all Americans. And if you find yourself in that audience that I'm speaking to about a certain thing, you'll say, hey, okay, fine, you're talking to me. The drizzle has held up. In fact, first few raindrops fell everywhere but on my cell phone. And then the drops fell. Stop falling. I may not have the refinement, but I have everything else. Be well, speak to it. I'm Kurt Clinton, vying for the presidency. Good day.